Good morning, Miss Christine from New York. Welcome, welcome to the Master's Call. Who else do we have out there this morning?
Good morning, Wake Forest, North Carolina.
Hello, North Carolina. Welcome, welcome to the Master's Call. We'll take a few more, about 30 seconds more. Who else do we have out there this morning on our National Day of Prayer?
Barbara from North Carolina.
Good morning, Barbara from North Carolina. Welcome, welcome to the Master's Call. We praise God for each and every one of you being on the line this morning, celebrating Jesus on this National Day of Prayer. And as we always acknowledge, especially down here this Texas way, the Cinco de Mayo Day, which is being celebrated all over the country also. We want to go on out to Chicago and ask Miss Amber if you would please now open us up with a word of prayer.
Can you hear me, Pastor Vanessa?
Loud and clear.
Okay, we're going to go to the throne room. Father God, we thank you and we bless you, Lord Jesus. And even according to your word in Psalms 5 and 3, in the morning, O Lord, you hear our voice. And in the morning, Father God, we lay our prayers before you and wait with expectation, God. And God, we know that every day is a day of prayer, God. But God, we come into agreement with each and every person, Father God, that's honoring, Father God, this Thursday, Lord Jesus, with a National Day of Prayer, God. And so we connect ourselves with every individual, Father God, that's standing in tune, Father God, with a word of prayer. Father God, we thank you, Lord Jesus. And God, we thank you that we are here arising early to declare your lordship, God. God, we get under the covering and anointing of the early riser, and we come into agreement with the heavens to declare your glory. God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you hear our cry in the morning, God. And Father God, we thank you that the portals of heaven are already being opened, God. We bind every principality, every power, every spiritual wickedness in high places, every ruler of darkness in this present age, God. God, we bind him up right now, coming against the airways and the frequencies, God. God, we thank you for the person, the woman of God, that will bring forth the word. No, Pastor Chuck, the man of God, that will bring forth the apostolic and prophetic word, God, right now. I speak and declare rivers of living water, God, that will flow from him, God. Revelation knowledge that will flow, Father God. Deliverance, salvation, God, will flow through him, God. God, no hold back, all of you and none of him, Lord Jesus. We thank you that you already downloaded from the heavens, Father God, to the earth, the things that the people of God needs to hear, God. Our spirits are humble. Our spirits are ready to hear what thus said the Lord. God, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that the things are strategically lined up. That ladder touches the third heavens down to the earth. The angels are ascending and descending according to the words that we speak. Whatever we bind or loose on earth is already bound and loose in heaven. So revelation, healing, deliverance, salvation, peace, joy, Father God, relationship, finances and resources that has been demonically blocked, we loose them now in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you that we receive the word. We pray right now for Pastor PK and Brother Elijah. God, we thank you, Father God, for what you're going to do. Wrap them into your purpose. Wrap them in your glory as never before, God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the Diaz de Leon family and Pastor Vanessa. Every man and woman of God, Father God, that's connected to this morning call, Father God, we thank you, Lord Jesus. And the ones that are not, God, we bless them as well. God, have your way. We feel your Shekinah glory in your presence. It is so, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. We love on you, Daddy. Amen and amen. Back to you, Pastor
amen.
Vanessa.
Amen. Amen, Prayer General. Amen. Thank you so much for anointing the atmosphere, commanding the morning, setting up the word of God to go forth freely. We so appreciate the anointing on your life. We praise God for this call. Again, today is the National Day of Prayer, and we're excited about what God is doing all over the land, and we want to come into one accord, one mind, one spirit, for the prayers of the righteous availeth much. This is Cinco de Mayo Day also that we celebrate, but we praise God more for the corporate anointing of prayer in the land. We have just a few announcements before we have the man of God come forward, and we know he will bless our hearts today. I'm still feasting off of it during your season from yesterday, which is such a powerful word. But we're encouraging each and every one of you to go to our website and avail yourself to the arsenal of many messages. The links to many messages are there. Tell you, if you need your heart encouraged, inspired to hear a clear, concise, prophetic, and strategic word of the Lord, you want to go to the Master's Morning Call. wordpress.com. The Master's Morning Call. wordpress.com. And we're also encouraging you to email us. One of the mandates that I am so honored that Dr. PK and I have embraced since the beginning of this call. Can't believe it started October 25th. The time is just flying on. Was to stand in the gap and pray, to cover prayer requests, to bombard heaven, to send forth the word, and to know that God does hear and answer prayer. So we encourage you to email us your prayer requests, your praise reports. And our email address is themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. Let us hear from you. Hear what's going on in your world. When we pray at the end of each call, we're covering your prayer requests all through the week. We're lifting up the name of Jesus on your behalf for God to move. And so we're always excited for that assignment on the Master's Call. We also, as the artist family, we thank God for this God-appointed, God-anointed, God-ordained company that has drawn our hearts together each and every morning. We're encouraging you to visit your back office. So enjoyed last night. The Platinum Presidents, I heard Gail on the call last night on our Wednesday night call, and Jewel Tankard and Godmother, and just as Tom, they were rolling out so many new exciting things with the Power of Five. You want to go to your back office and avail yourself of what is going on, the different promotions, the car that they're giving away each month. I mean, just so many exciting things happening with our company. We also are reminding you to keep in prayer our ATC training. There is one upcoming this weekend in Toronto, Canada. We're asking you to pray for these meetings. Pray for the Traveling Mercies. Cover the meeting in prayer for the people of God to come out. And those who are looking for an answer, an artist is their answer, that they be drawn out for their divine appointment. Our theme is an appointment with artists will change your life. But we've got to pray and birth that thing in the spirit. A regional event in Peru will be May 14th. We want to be praying for that. And ATC training in Atlanta on May 14th. So again, go to the back office, avail yourself of all the many announcements, and we're just believing God, as we often say, the best is yet to come. At this time, we are so grateful for our son in the ministry who always is pregnant with purpose, with a rich word in his belly. Our minister this morning, our mouthpiece from the throne room of God, Pastor Chuck Brown, hails from New Orleans, Louisiana, where he is there, a pastor, a father, a husband, a psalmist, an author, just a multiplicity of gifts and talents God has given him. And he is being such an anointed steward of what God is doing in this time and in this season. And we're continuing to celebrate his new edifice and the upcoming celebration. I'm sure he'll tell you a little bit about. But I want to get out the way and bring forth and introduce to some and present to others. Put on your spiritual bib, because I promise you he's going to feed you till you want no more. Pastor Chuck Brown, come on forward and feed us the word of God this morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Dr. Vanessa. How
good are morning.
You?
I am doing great. Excited about you on this National Day of Prayer. We're ready.
Yeah, we do praise God for this opportunity, as I always state, because I never take this opportunity, this chance for granted. I know that people are getting up early in the morning from all over the world, and we want to make sure that there's a word from the Lord. And I believe that there is something that that I want to share on today that the Lord has placed in my spirit. Before I do that, I do want just to praise God again for the testimony. And one day, maybe next week, I'll just really share the entire testimony with you concerning our building and why it's such a significant victory for the kingdom of God. We bless the Lord for the facility that he blessed us with. And trust me, we're there because of the favor of God, not because we earned to be there, not because we were even really prepared all the way, but because our faith in action and our obedience to God released favor in our lives. And that's why we're so excited about our church dedication on June 5th in New Orleans. In the New Orleans area, there are those who have already contacted me and said that they want to be in the house. Please make sure that you let me know, because we have something special for our out-of-town guests. And those special guests are my artist family. If you are coming, please let me know. You can call me or Facebook me, email me, message Pastor Chuck Brown on Facebook.com, and you can just look me up. Then there are also others, Pastor Vanessa, who called who emailed me and said that we can't come, but we want to send a seed. Trust me, this is good ground, and if you want to show into ministry, we can give you all of that information as well. Well, I was on yesterday when I was asked to come back and share. I was praying, Lord, I want to give a word that's going to really bless in the midst of this situation. I really want to give something that's going to encourage the lady who I affectionately call Mom and her husband who I affectionately call Dad, Dr. PK and Dr. Elijah Roberts, and as well as all who will be on the phone. And the Lord led me to work on this sermon just to give for this morning. And I want to just minister from this subject title for a few moments, When It Seems God Isn't Fair. When it seems God is not fair. There are some terrible things that happen to great people. I have some friends of mine who reside in Atlanta. For 15 years, they had been trying to have a baby, could not have a baby. They could not conceive. It was prophesied that they would conceive, and maybe 6 months after the prophecy, she was able to get pregnant. Well, we all rejoiced with that news, only to find out in month 8 that the baby died in her womb. And then the doctor said, well, there's nothing we can do right now. You're going to have to bring this baby to term anyway. So she was carrying around a dead promise in her body and had to give birth to a stillborn. A few years ago, the pastor of my grandmother, he and his wife, they were 88 years old. Both of them had been married for over 70 years. They were shot dead in their home, pastor and his wife shot dead, who served faithfully to God. Then another couple I know lost their child who drowned at a church event, and so forth and so on. Little girls, little boys losing their innocence through molestation from a sick person in authority. Have you honestly in your heart, and I just want you to be honest this morning, have you honestly ever thought God is not fair? You know, if God is fair, then why do the ungodly prosper while the godly suffer? If God is fair, then why do the unrighteous seem to fall while the unrighteous are the ones that are always going through hardships? If God is fair, why doesn't he correct all of the injustices in the world, terrorism and natural disasters and war and genocide and disease? Job is a prime example. He's faithful to God. He avoids evil. He doesn't just not sin. He avoids putting himself in a position to sin. He has complete and irrefutable integrity. He follows through on whatever he promises. He does the right thing. He witnesses on his job. He doesn't participate in the dirty office jokes at the water cooler. He never associates himself with any person or situation that will compromise his relationship with God. Wouldn't you say that that's faithful? Wouldn't you call that loyal and committed? You would think that a person like that would always be backed by God. If he got in trouble, you just know that because of his lifestyle, he'd have all of heaven fighting on his behalf. But here comes the devil challenging God on Job's faithfulness and Job's love for the Father. And the devil says, if you take away the hedge or this fortress you have surrounding Job, then I guarantee that he will curse you. And in spite of how good, you know, Job had been, God then agrees to remove the wall of protection. And then the one Job served faithfully, the one Job served loyally and was devoted order to. He tells the devil that you can do anything to Job short of taking his life. Are you kidding me? You mean to tell me that after all these years of praising and praying and fasting and committing my time and committing my resources and my life, that God would allow the enemy direct access to me? And this is where you have to be careful, because you start to wonder if God is fair. And I just want to give you these three principles as the Lord has given me on this morning, and I believe it's going to touch your heart. Number one, God is present in your pain. God is present in your pain. Whenever you have to deal with pain in your life, it's human nature to begin to wonder if God is still there. And if God is there, does he care? And if God cares about what I'm dealing with, then why doesn't he do anything about it? If God cares about what I'm dealing with, why doesn't he fix it, Pastor? You know, if God cares about what I'm dealing with, why doesn't he make it better? Why doesn't he turn situations around if he really cares about my situation? But before you allow doubt to cause you to get it twisted, please know that God cares deeply for you. And as hard as it is to accept it, when you hurt, God hurts. In Matthew chapter 9, verse 35, Matthew 9 and 35, 36, I'll just go ahead and read. And Jesus went about all the cities and synagogues, teaching in all cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sick person and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Jesus saw these folk, they were dealing with some emotional pain. If you notice, it says that he was going about in every city, healing all of them, but then he sees these folk who were drifting through life, drifting but hurting, drifting but suffering, drifting but confused, drifting but anxious. That got the Lord's attention because the Lord is compassionate. Parents, surely you can relate to this. Whenever your child is sick and you can't do anything about it, you feel their pain. And if you have to bring them to the emergency room, you feel their pain. You've been touched by their infirmities. Mm-hmm. And the truth of the matter is, before you start saying that God has forgotten or rejected you because of what you're dealing with, please consider the number of times that we can't even begin to count how many times he has saved us or protected us from pain. We can't count it because we're unaware when it happens. So even though it seems like he should have intervened, know that he does it more often than you think. There are times that you're asleep and you don't know that the person who was going around in the neighborhood ready to break in your house, God protected them, said, no, you can't come up in here. Yeah, you're walking down the street and you have an unsuspected person who was meant to rob you, and God said, no, you can't touch them. God cares for you. And that's why Peter says, cast all your cares upon the Lord, for he cares for you. You need to know that he's present in your pain because he cares about you. Number two, and I want you to get this in your heart. Thank God that he is not fair. Thank God that he is not fair. Psalms 103, verse 8, the Lord is merciful and precious and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. Lord, verse 10, he has not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. Hey, I don't know if you understand what I mean, but I praise God that he isn't fair. To be fair means to act in accordance to the rules and standards. Y'all still ain't rejoicing. The simple fact is, God does not always give us what we deserve. He is just, but he is not always fair. To be fair, I should be dead. To be fair, I should be cast aside. To be fair, I should never be forgiven. To be fair, I shouldn't even be allowed to preach. To be fair, life should be over. I should have lost my mind. I probably should still be in jail. But God's grace and mercy cast fairness out the picture. Is it fair that a man who never did anything wrong be condemned to death while a guilty criminal was set free? Is it fair that this sinless man take my sins on his back so I could live eternally? Is it fair? He never met me, and I don't appreciate him all the time, but he did it because he knew I couldn't pay the price. I thank God that he's not always fair in my life. And I know some of y'all are sitting there saying, well, what's wrong with Pastor Chuck? But he hasn't been fair to you. There have been a lot of things that you've done. God, I'd never do it again. If you get me out of this situation, Father, I won't fail you no more. And God took you out of the situation, and you went right back into the same pit, the same trap, the same stronghold. You walked in there. It wasn't the enemy that enticed you. You just walked in there, and God forgave you. It's not fair because he had every right to kill us. It's not fair because he had every right not to forgive us, but I praise God that he's not always fair. Number three, and I'm closing with this. You will never fully understand what God is up to. You will never fully understand what God is up to. Get this. Stop. You will never fully understand what God is up to, so stop trying to understand stuff that's not in your power or your control. John chapter 9, verse 1. It says, and as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Get this, verse 3. Jesus answered, neither had this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. Did you hear that? Neither did this man sin nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest, hallelujah, in him. We often try to figure out why certain things happen in our lives. Yeah, a person's marriage dissolves. What happened? A person gets sick, and we come up with all these theories. But here Jesus said that the reason this man suffered the pain of blindness all of his life, begged all of his life, dealt with the ridicule and scorn all his life, was so God could reveal his power and get the glory out of a painful situation. See, sometimes God allows you to suffer so that he could reveal his power. When Jesus got word about Lazarus being sick, he could have stopped what he was doing and came right then and there, but he didn't. As a result, Mary and Martha had to suffer the debilitating observance of their brother dying before their very eyes, and then had to deal with the overwhelming grief of losing someone so close to them when they knew their friend Jesus could have done something to reverse it. They saw him raise a little girl from the grave. They witnessed blinded eyes open. They witnessed lame folk walking and the feeble regaining their strength. But when it came time for their family to get a miracle, this man who said that he was one of their best friends didn't come through. Come on and tell the truth. That's how we are. We watch God bless all these other folk who are not faithful. The fact is, there is sometimes some envy and outrage when you're praying for others in their situation. And you see their prayer get answered, but your prayers don't. I prayed diligently as a young man, 1990, 1991. I prayed diligently for my mom to be healed, and she still died of breast cancer. But since I've been pastoring, I prayed for two ladies in particular who had the same condition, who were both supposed to die of breast cancer, and God healed both of them totally. I don't understand it, but God knows why. There's purpose in your pain. I won't try to explain it because I can't really honestly say that I always understand it, but I do know that God's purpose always justifies anything that we face. Hallelujah. Face it, life is not always good. Sometimes life sucks. Yeah, sometimes you go through some terrible seasons of life. Sometimes we have all thought that we'd be better off dead than to deal with some of the things that we have to go through. But I want to tell you one scripture that makes it all worthwhile. For we know that all things work together for the good of them who are called, who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. I'm talking about the bad things, the terrible things, the inexplicable things, the painful things, the extreme atrocities. They're all working together for your good. And if I could just quote my wife this morning, she taught one Sunday morning, and I wanted to quote her, sit back and let them work. Since you can't change it anyway, let them work. Since you can't remove it anyway, let it work. With tears in your eyes, let it work for you. With pain in your body, let it work for you. With grief in your heart, let it work for you. With sorrow in your spirit, let it work for you. It's working on your behalf. I know it doesn't seem good right now. It doesn't feel good. It hurts. Yeah, you're wondering, God, I've been faithful. What's going on? And God is saying, well, I don't have to really answer to you. You're going to see in a little while why I did it, but I want you to know that I know what's best for you. You can only see what's finite. You can see what's right in front of you. I'm looking at your destiny. I'm looking at your destiny. I remember one time I had some car problems, and I said, Lord, you know, what's the problem? Why did you allow this car to stop? I'm talking about it was embarrassing, y'all. The car stopped right on in the state, had to pull to the side of the road, and here it is, a pastor dressed clean. I'm talking about clean head to toe. Yes, Lord, I was looking good that day, but I'm on the side of the road. I had to preach somewhere, and I couldn't get to the place because my car has stopped on me. And I'm saying, Lord, why did you allow this to happen? What's going on with this? And the Lord, he said, look, I'm not going to always do this, but I want to show you something, son. If I had allowed your car to continue going, the enemy had a truck waiting to take your life. And I say, oh, okay, God, I understand now. He says, see, you just got to sit back and trust me. I know it doesn't seem like I'm fair. I know it doesn't seem like things are going the right way, but I know what I'm doing. And I want you to know this morning, everyone under the sound of my voice, God knows what he's doing in your life. Sit back and trust that the Lord will do what he promised you he would do. I bless the Lord for this word. I bless it. It's encouraging me today. I hope it is encouraging you. And I speak and prophesy, Dr. Roberts, God knows, and he's going to cause this thing to work out for your good. If you're on the phone, man of God, I want you to know God is going to work this thing out for you. Yeah, Dr. PK, God's going to work this out for you and your family. He knows what's up. He knows who could handle it. He knows who, he understands that y'all been faithful, but he also knows that he has something great in store. And I'm believing God and coming in agreement that God would do everything in his word and keep his covenant, and like Job, you get double for your trouble. God bless you. Dr. Vanessa, the floor is yours again.
Amen, amen. When it seems like God is not there, what a word, what a strategic, timely word, man of God. And I hope every one of you are writing down those three principles. God is present in your pain. Thank God he is not fair, and you will never fully understand what God is up to. What a word, man of God. We thank you for always bringing such a cutting-edge word, plenty of meat on the bone for us to chew on all day long, and we embrace that word and receive that word. Thank you so much, man of God. I'm going to ask Willa to come now and cover and pray for our prayer requests, to seal that word that just went forth, and to close out our call. Willa, the floor is yours.
Pastor Vanessa, can you hear me?
Yes, just a little louder.
Praise the Lord. Can you hear me now?
That's better.
All right. Gracious Father, we come to you this morning. We worship you because there is none like you. We praise your name. We glorify you. We love and adore you. We lift you up and give your name the praise, Lord, because you told us if we don't praise you, the rocks will cry out. And we do not want the rocks crying out in our name. So we say hallelujah to the Father. Hallelujah to Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Father, we thank and praise you for the message we got this morning. Father, we thank and praise you that you are present in our pain because you told us you would never leave us. You would never forsaken us. We thank and praise you that we do not, that you are not fair, Lord, because if you were fair, we would get what we deserve, Lord. So we thank and praise you for your grace and for your mercy upon us. Father, we thank and praise you that we never understand fully what you're doing, but you see around corners that we don't see, and you know the things that we don't know. So we have to trust you, Lord. We walk by faith and not by sight. Sometimes we see too much, Lord. Help us to stop seeing so much and start trusting you more by walking by faith in Jesus' name. Father, you told us to trust in you with all of our hearts and lean not on our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge you, and you will direct our path. And then you turned around and told us, oh God, to be anxious for nothing, but with prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving, to make our requests known to you. And you promised that the peace of God that passes all understanding will guard our hearts and our minds through Christ Jesus. So, Father, we trust you. We depend on you. You told us, oh God, that goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our life. So as I said, goodness and mercy behind us in the middle, you in front of us, God, Lord, leading us where we need to go. We cannot go wrong. So we thank you. You also told us, Father, that life and death is in the power of the tongue. You told us to speak the word. You told us that our bodies are a temple of God, holy and acceptable unto you. So no matter what the diagnosis, we don't claim it. We don't say it's ours because it's not ours. So we take those diagnoses and we put them in the pit of hell, back to where they belong, Lord. So we speak to cancer. We speak to cancer in brother that has been diagnosed in Brother Elisha, that has been diagnosed in Maxine Adair, that has been diagnosed in Vivian Lee's brother Nathaniel, and all those others who have been diagnosed with that. It must go in Jesus' name. We speak it. We speak to financial situations in Jesus' name. You told us that the cattle on a thousand hills belong to you. We speak, oh God, to any kind of ailments, any kind of breakthroughs, any kind of need that is in our lives right now, Father. We speak to the blood transfusion that's needed in Mark Marie Preston's person that she knows, Reginald Green. We speak, oh God, that will happen in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you. We bind Satan in the almighty name of Jesus and loose your power in every situation of our lives because nothing is too hard for you. And Father, as we go forth in this National Day of Prayer, we lift up our president. We thank you that his heart is in your hands and that you guide and direct him to lead this nation in the way you would have it to go. Father, we lift up our Congress, both the House of Representatives and the Senate, my Father, and we ask that you give them godly wisdom to make decisions that will strengthen our nation. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up our economy. We declare that the people who are over it will be skilled and have wisdom and will they raise up everything that is necessary to make this nation run. Father, we lift up our military, those who are serving, Lord, who are on the front lines, who are on the ground, oh Lord, who are in the air and the sea to protect us, Lord, to give us the freedom that we need. Father, keep them safe. These people have, these young men and women and have given unselfishly of their lives. Order their footsteps, Lord. Keep them, oh God. We vex any kind of destruction that might come against them, oh God. We ask your protection and thank you for it. We thank and praise you that we live in a nation that is governed by the rule of law. So we pray that you bring people of integrity, dedication, and loyalty to the police forces, oh God. Father, we thank you, Father, that for our schools, oh Lord, we lift up our children, Lord, that they may have the fear of the Lord. And Father, that you open the doors of teaching of the Bible to come back into the school system. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus to raise up godly educators. Now, Lord, we just pray in Jesus' name for racial harmony. We decree and declare that those from other cultures, we only look at them as people and not as the color of their skin. And then, Father, lift up everyone who is celebrating Cinco de Mayo Day for freedom, oh Lord. Freedom is indeed in you. In Jesus' name, we give you thanks. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Willa, for that awesome time of prayer, bombarding the heavens with God's will and his word and covering our prayer requests. We so appreciate the God in you. Thank you again so much, Pastor Chuck, for that word which will just resonate in our very spirits, our mind, and our hearts all day long on this National Day of Prayer. And our prayer general, Amber, we so appreciate the God in you as you opened this up with that powerful word of prayer. And I thank my co-host, Dr. Joyce Lynn, as she sits in for Dr. P.K. Roberts, and we'll continue to keep the Roberts lifted up in our prayers. And as we always say on the Master's Call, now it is your turn to go out and be submitted and obedient to the call of God on your life from the Master, being his minister in the marketplace. Have an awesome day in Christ, this National Day of Prayer. Be blessed going in and blessed going out. Amen and bye-bye.